Welcome to the Wrecker Stove Podcast. I'm your host, John Champion. I've been away for a few weeks. My apologies to my loyal listeners, but I'm going to make it up to you in the days ahead. Seriously. The podcast is about music and great conversation, and since I've last taped a show, I've seen some great concerts. More new episodes and reviews are coming soon, so stick with me. Now, this episode, I focus on my favorite singer-songwriters with a focus on pop music and AM gold from the 70s. That's right, I said it. AM gold, I'm not ashamed. Now, we've got maybe some one-hit wonders in there, but some of my favorite songs are also in this episode. So, I interview a band I happen to catch playing live in Knightdale, North Carolina. So I'll be talking with my cousin Skinny, and I want to thank you again for listening and remind you that the podcast is available on Anchor, Stitcher, Spotify, Apple, Google, Breaker, Overcast, Radio Public, and so many more great places to hear podcasts. Now, you can also follow the show on Twitter at RecostoPodC1. And on Facebook, just search for the Wrecker Stove Podcast. Like it, share it, tell people about it. Really, really want you to enjoy it. And there's also always content that you'll find on the Facebook and Twitter that you probably won't hear on the show. That's right, it's a way to get you some extra added content. So make sure you check it out. Now we're going to get right onto the show right after this quick break. Welcome back to the Wrecker Stove Podcast. Now, I recently made a Wrecker Stove run and hit a few shops. I'll buy records anywhere. I swear, I'll buy them anywhere I can find them. Yard sale, you name it. Now, I hit a few thrift shops in Southern Wake County and found someone's collection. Now, you know, it always strikes me as sad and interesting when I happen upon an entire collection of records, you know, 7 or 8 albums by the same artist. I figure usually someone passes away and the family just gives away the stuff. Well, here are some of the groups that I loved when I was a kid in the 70s. Grooving to AM radio on long rides with my parents from the city down to the country, all right? Of course, have to start off with North Carolina's number one son, James Taylor. That's right, raised in Chapel Hill. So many great songs. Fire and Rain, Shower the People, Carolina on My Mind. So many terrific songs. Great and well-respected artists. Poco, that's a country rock band formed by Jim Messina and part of the West Coast Country. And they were playing and grooving. And other groups that kind of came along and hit big and did really well and are still playing, like the Eagles, you know, Linda Ronstadt, that whole clique, that whole crowd, Fleetwood Mac. It's kind of a country rock thing in the 70s. Well, Poco was at the forefront of all that. Also, Gordon Lightfoot. Now, many people call him Canada's greatest songwriter, so check him out. Also, so many great songs by this band. You've probably heard their music in commercials. Firefall. They've got hits like Just Remember I Love You and You Are the Woman. And a lot of flute in their music. So, hey, nothing wrong with that flute. That's funky. I love it. Dan Fogelberg. Now, very interesting singer-songwriter. His 1981 album, The Innocent Age, was inspired by a Thomas Wolfe novel. So, definitely something else to check out. England Dan and John Ford Coley, native Texans. They actually split up in 1980, but they left a great catalog of great music. Also, Loggins and Messina. Now, Messina was in Poco. There's that band again. And Loggins was a singer-songwriter at ABC Dunhill Records. Of course, Kenny Loggins went on to do all kinds of great solo work and is very, very well known. America, this band actually formed in London the sons of Air Force members, American Air Force members, Little River Band. They're actually from Australia, and there have been over 30 members in that band since they started in the 70s. Paul Davis. Probably not a name that just flows right off the tongue into your mind, but you've heard many of his songs like 65 Love Affair and Cool Night. Started as a writer for Malico Records, that Southern Blues label. And yeah, definitely some good songs there. Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. And they are still married. One of my favorite duos. They recently celebrated 50 years of marriage. Former members of the Fifth Dimension. And they started their own little genre of music. People called it Champagne Soul in the late 60s and early 70s. So Marilyn McCoo and Billy Davis Jr. still making some great music. Still, you can find them out playing to this day. Also, Bread. Now, I found out about this band when I was in middle school raiding a friend's father's record collection. Again, I was a young kid, middle school. The father called me the 38-year-old because I've had this voice for a long time. And, yeah, puberty wasn't kind. So, you know, I wound up with this Wolfman Jack with a Quiet Storm voice when my voice started changing. And but he was cool, and he let me hang around with his kid, and he also let me look through his records and listen to some of them. So always really enjoy the voices and harmonies of David Gates and Bread. Now, as we keep talking about great music, these songs are often many of my go-to songs when I go out to get my karaoke on to destroy a hit. Yeah, some great songs. Many of them, like I said, have a country or blues feel to them, and just really good music, really well-written songs. Very cool ballads and love songs. Now, my dad and I, we shared a great love of music. He passed away in 2015. And, you know, he used to say to me all the time, I didn't get it then, but as I got older, I understood more. He used to say, a good song takes you somewhere. In other words, if the song's really good, if it's well written, then you'll feel different from the start of the song to the end. And he used to say all the time, he felt a good song had to say more than baby, 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 and I love you 8 times, you know. And you can find some of these songs, not all of them, but some of these songs that I'm talking about in the episode description. Now, my interview with the guys from My Cousin Skinny is coming up after this break. And we're back on the Record Store Podcast. Now, in August, I got to speak with a very talented duo. I found them playing a food truck rodeo in Knightdale, North Carolina. My girlfriend loves this particular food truck. It's called the Humble Pig. And she says they have the best tacos she's ever had anywhere in the country. So check them out and tell them you heard about them on the Record Store Podcast. It won't get you any free food or a discount, but you'll at least get a smile. They're good people, and the food is really delicious. Now here's my interview with My Cousin Skinny. Listen to the Record Store Podcast. I'm John Champion, and I'm talking to a band I just happened upon here in Knightdale. Tell me the name of the band again.
My Cousin Skinny.
I love that name. What's your name come from?
Well, we are cousins, real life, real blood. We grew up together, we have been playing together since we were kids.
That and is just, awesome.
Thought it'd be funny for our name. I think it was a joke at first.
One of your names that I came to us quickly from groups we played in. We just threw it out as a joke and it stuck.
I love it. Have you guys played another bands around here?
Yeah. Yes. We played in a band together for a while called Zeg. And that was a fun time. It was a 5-piece for a bit. And then we lost and changed the members. And then But happy to go back to kind of just playing acoustic, doing all acoustic music. So easier setup, simpler times.
Sounds awesome. Sounds amazing. You guys have, like, you guys play a little bit of everything. So who are some of your influences? I love the James Taylor and the Michael Jackson.
Yep. We've been interested in stuff like Fish is a big influence on us, I think, I would say. Even earlier than that, probably Dave Matthews.
Yeah, I think he kind of had an effect on our acoustic style of playing. We sort of look at it a little differently because he played acoustic differently than on things we've seen before.
Got it. You guys have a website or a Twitter handle or anything?
We have mycousinskinny.com, and we have, you can find us on Facebook, and we have a few random videos on YouTube and whatnot.
That is awesome. You guys, that is awesome. Really enjoyed you guys.
Thanks
you so much.
Thank you.
And thanks so much to My Cousin Skinny. Find a link in the show description. Also, please like and share the podcast. Find us on Apple, Google, Stitcher, so many more places where you listen to podcasts. Also, find us on Facebook and Twitter. Follow us, share us, tell your friends and folks about us. I've got links to some of the songs by the artists I mentioned in the show. You'd be surprised how many of them have been sampled or portions of their songs used in other songs and other genres. I've only scratched the surface. Thanks for listening to the Record Store Podcast. Be well.